This is attorney David Famininio. The best way to protect ourselves from an accident is to be informed. That's why we started David's Driving Edge, to provide tips and resources to keep us all safe on the road. Go to getdavidgetpaid.com/drivingedge for more information.
I wanted to pass along a quick note, some positives.
Just something very, very simple. And we'll get to a blitz here momentarily, and we got some Lions stuff to cover, and I do have a riveting power stat. That may ruin Rico's life as it pertains to Michigan State basketball. We'll do that at 5. But hear ye, hear ye. Lions fans, we've been given a reprieve. Today it's been reported by NFL media insiders. The Minnesota Vikings are taking themselves out of the Aaron Rodgers sweepstakes. They are no longer considering Aaron Rodgers, and they are fully committed to J.J. McSizzle. This is a good thing. I stand with John Jansen on this. I don't know if Jim Costa's begun usage of meth or what's going on, but Jim, actually with a straight face, thought Rodgers would be terrible with Minnesota. To which John put him in a body bag and zipped it up. He wasn't terrible with the Jets. It was like 30 touchdowns, 11 picks. The Jets had no infrastructure. They had fired a coach. They had fired the OC. Minnesota indoors with these weapons, spending the second or third most money in free agency this year to further insulate, and you drop Aaron Rodgers into that situation. A ginger pumpkin idiot got that team to 14-3. Aaron Rodgers would have thrown for 4,000 yards, 40 touchdowns. I mean, you're kidding me. So we dodged a bullet. I think that is a major plus, because guess what? No, I don't believe JJ, off a blown knee with no reps, is going to walk into league and be CJ Stroud. That's a win for Lions fans. Am I overstating it?
No, I think it is a win for Lions fans. When I first heard the news, I was wondering, is this really how they feel, or is this part of the game to maybe get Rodgers to come down off the money or something? Like, yeah, you know, we're fine with JJ. But I was shocked. I mean, it's a win for the Lions fans, because I do think, yeah, if he would have went to Minnesota, it would have been very problematic for you. You were not going to like what was going to happen.
I like Rico's nuance there. You are not going to like what's going to happen.
Because, right, I mean, Sam Darnold revived his career. Sam Darnold got paid. Seattle is paying this man a ton of money because of what he did last year. He was a journeyman throughout the NFL, but he had a ton of weapons. And Aaron Rodgers, and even people are like, well, you know what? He's not the same. Aaron, you know what? And that's okay, because 80% of Aaron Rodgers is still better than 100% of a lot of quarterbacks that are out there right now. Let's just be real about it.
That's the whole point in it. Like, if you could sign, what other quarterback would you rather? Like, if I offered you Aaron Rodgers for 1 year or Sam Darnold for 3, and hundreds of millions of dollars, I'm taking Aaron Rodgers. Do I like him? No.
Right.
Would I want him on my team?
Is he weird? Yes.
But this is all about, that was a high-level lottery ticket that if Minnesota took him and he was terrible, guess what? They have JJ insurance. What they're doing now is, if JJ's bad, their year is sunk. Mm-hmm. This is a very good thing for Lions fans. I think you're deluded if you think Aaron Rodgers going there was not a big deal.
Yeah, because right now, yeah, Kevin McConnell, because I think he was like the deciding factor. Man, you better be right on JJ. You better be right, because we talk about the Lions window being right now. The Minnesota Vikings made a ton of moves, and they set themselves up. And now you're handing over to a rookie quarterback, and you better get everything out of this, because if not, it's going to be – because people are going to remember, oh, wait, you tanked at the end of the year before, and now look at what he did. You chose JJ over going out and getting an established quarterback. It better work for them, but I think for Lions fans, take a deep breath and know that JJ will probably play like a rookie. And that's not a slander on him. It's just it's what rookie quarterbacks do. No one comes out of the gate. Even Jaden Daniels didn't look that great in the first couple of games. It took some time for him to become that person that you saw in the playoffs.
I love that. Look, I like when coaches call their shot, because you're right. If this is O'Connell's move, you better be right.
Yeah.
He's a hell of a good coach, but this is on you. I think it's very risky what they're doing. Mm-hmm. It helps the Lions, so I'm good with it. But that kid did not practice last year. That can't be overstated. When you miss the whole season, forget about game reps. You didn't get the reps in practice. And he already came in at a deficit. No slander. Basically throwing 15 balls a week. That's a problem. I think it's a hell of a gamble they're taking. So I wanted to just pass it along. We don't have to be in fear of it anymore.
It is a huge gamble they're taking because of what they've done in investing in JJ. Like, yes, he's getting paid. Sure, he's happy to get his money. But he also wants to win. You're going to waste another year by taking a shot. If JJ doesn't work out, you're wasting another year. So you have to be right on this. But Lions fans shouldn't care about that because they should be happy right now. Aaron Rodgers isn't coming to this town. Another quarterback that would have made this division that much more difficult and tough. Yeah, Lions fans should be ecstatic right now.
Yeah, I mean, now you just got to worry about the Packers and maybe the Bears. It's how quickly can the Bears mature? But the Vikings were a ready-made team. They're ready to go. And they're now going to, you know, give it to JJ. And we'll see what he can do.
Good news. I'll take it. David, a couple ticket texts, and we will get to a blitz.
Someone says, it'll be funny when the Vikings bring back Cousins.
Not happening.
No, that's not happening.
It is going to be JJ's show, win or lose.
Says Mike, you could fake your own death, come back Monday and say, Jesus, that Jesus guy did it. Jake from Linden.
Oh, boy. No.
That's, not going to do that.
That's bad karma.
I'm leaving for Florida over this beautiful March Madness weekend. Can't wait to watch all of the games. Someone else, Mike in St. Clair Shore, says, taking Friday off this weekend is great. Start Thursday after work, roll into the long weekend. Nothing better.
Someday.
You guys should pull straws. That's what you need to do. One needs to take the day off tomorrow. Just get the straws right now.
I have openly said I want Rico to go to Cleveland. This would be a Rico thing. This doesn't mean enough to me. Laying on my couch versus you hobnobbing in C-Town with royalty. You, John Garavaglia, Damon Bethea.
You and the dogs, man. You can be hanging out. Invite Rip. Get Rip over.
It's fine.
You could teach Mini Sorvina some new words.
You just absolutely butchered Paul Sorvino's name.
I said Mini Sorvino.
Mini Sorvino.
You did not say that.
Yeah.
You did not.
It's okay.
It's all right. Someone says, hope is not lost for Minnesota. Favre didn't sign until August. I'm still afraid Rodgers will hold out and still sign with them come July.
After it has come out today that they are out of the Aaron Rodgers business, that's very hard for me to be like, but wait, there's still, I'm not going to live in fear of it. I honestly think the retirement thing is coming into the fold for Rodgers. Like, why would you join a 3-win Giants team? It would be Steelers or retire, wouldn't it?
And I don't even know if enough motivation for the Steelers. No offense, David. I think that.
No offense, David, but everything's about to say is going to be offensive.
No. I would say, I think that maybe it's Minnesota. You see what you have in the summer. You can kind of gauge if JJ is just, if he's Jace Young and he's like, you know what? He wasn't good from the start.
After the OTAs in June.
He wasn't good from the start. We saw that coming.
I love how Rico is now labeling it. You hope he's not Jace Young. Oh, come on.
No, I mean, the way they made it sound. Yeah, we just knew. We just knew.
We still got to have some hope here. But, yeah, I'm disappointed he's not going to break camp. But he was lousy in spring training. And what AJ said about him, my God.
So, the summer OTAs, you look at JJ, and maybe Minnesota comes back and says, hey, Aaron, let's try this again. Because they got nothing to lose.
I hope you're wrong. That's all I can say. All right, we'll do the business next. We got a lot more to do today. Don't make a move. 97.1.